Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to Indonesia. We're going to speak with a singing artist, Celine Gabriella. She is a singer. She sang on the remake of We Are the World with some of our former guests, Sam Pio and Eric Schuett. She has two original songs of her own. One of them is called B-E-S-T Friend, Best Friend, and the other is Bersama. And we're going to play a little bit right now.
Time for she jokes and honesty. Promise me some better laugh, father live better.
So why don't we just give Celine that sings a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
This is Celine.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith. I'm back to the 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm here in Los Angeles, California. So where are you at?
I'm in Indonesia.
I was listening to some of your music. You have a really beautiful tone in your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. I looked at a couple of your recent posts, and that's pretty brave. You're sitting there singing a cappella just in one take, and you are really amazing.
Thank you so much.
She was only 17 when producer man came offering that all her dreams would come true. He said, come here, sweetie, I can make you a star. I just wanna see you flourish, and I know you'll make it far. What she couldn't see was he was in it for the money. Got the girl to move to LA. Got the paperwork so she can send her life away. Sign on the line, cause we're running out of time. There's a whatever chance we'll trust in producer, man.
You are so talented. Hey, have you ever met any of the band members? Have you ever met Blackpink?
No, I haven't met Blackpink before, but I hope I can meet them soon. Yeah.
It seemed like they would want to meet you because you cover their songs and you get like 13 million views, 16 million views. It seemed like they would be looking you up.
Yeah.
They should call you and say, hey, can you open for our show? And you open for Blackpink and then they come out right after. That would be awesome, right?
That would be super awesome.
Hey, is that why you put the blonde in your hair so you can play Jenny on the music video?
Yeah, we actually planned to use hair extensions, but it didn't work out, so we have to color the hair.
But it looks good. That way you can say, okay, I know who that character is.
Yeah, it's actually super cool.
It's almost like a little mini documentary that you did about the behind the scenes on the making of the video. That was pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Nama aku Celine Gabrielle, aku 12 tahun, dan aku berperan sebagai Jenny.
So all your dance moves that you do, you set up that video and you do a lot of dance moves in front of your bed.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. There's another girl that I interview. Her name's Journey Lockhart. Same thing. She's always in the same place doing all these crazy dance moves. And you must have like so many videos of you dancing to different songs.
Yeah.
So right now, how old are you?
I am now 12 years old.
So all your friends, so are they like Tiffany, Castella, Gabriella, Vienna, A Pink? Those are a lot of the girls that you dance with on your videos?
Yeah, those are my best friends.
Right. And who helps out with the costumes the most? Tiffany's mom, does she help out with the costumes?
Costumes, and she also helps with concept too. Yeah.
Right. How do you say the name of your song? Is it called Bersama?
Yeah, that's right. I wrote that song. That's my newest single.
Bersama. What does that mean?
It actually means about togetherness and like we have to stay together in this pandemic.
See ya, Papa.
The most important thing in life is to learn how to give out love and to let it come in. How do you pronounce your first and last name?
It's Celine Gabriel.
So is Gabriel, is that your last name or is that your middle name?
My middle name.
Yeah, me too. Johnny Keith, that's my middle name too. So I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
You're 12 years old right now. What do you want to be when you're like 15, 16 years old? What do you think your life's going
to
be like?
I want to be a professional singer and be a professional dancer too.
Are you talking about just doing it by yourself, or are you trying to do it with other people in your group, or just you solo artist?
I think both.
The language in Indonesia, was it called Bahasa?
Yeah, it's Bahasa.
Because I noticed when you sang your hit BEST Friend, you sing that in English, but when you sing Bersama, you sing that in Bahasa, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so on your Instagram, you have a lot of pictures. I think my favorite is the one where you're jumping on the bed and it looks like you stopped in midair and your hair is kind of all crazy.
Yeah, that's also one of my favorites.
I saw that video with your sister. You guys are making that silly putty. Is that your real sister?
Yeah, that's my little sister.
I liked it at the very end where she's like, so go buy some. So right now, are you back in school or do you have to go to school online?
I still have to do online school. Honestly, it's pretty boring at home. We can't meet or communicate with friends and teachers. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, things are going to be back to normal soon. And then you'll be having lots of fun again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, but you can always set up a camera and do some more dance moves in your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
The last one you did, it was something called Buns. And then you were singing this song. I didn't know it was that song from Blackpink. Look at you, look at me, look at you, look at me. How you like that?
Yeah, I think you did it better than how I did it.
It was good. It was so funny. Sam, Pio, you never met her, have you?
Yeah, we never met. We only met from the We Are the World video.
Yeah, and the same thing, Eric as well, right? Eric Schuett?
Yeah, I also met him through the We Are the World project. But I really, really wish that I can meet them after this pandemic is over. I really want to meet them so bad.
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, your voice is really good at low registers and high registers. You have a very, very big range on your voice.
Thank you so much.
Is that natural? You didn't take any singing lessons, did you? Because that's like really nice and professional.
Well, I actually took singing course and I also took a lot of practice. I also do vocal warm-ups.
Oh, vocal warm-ups?
Yes, I do that every day. I just sit down in my bed and just do the warm-ups.
So on Facebook, it's funny that you have a Facebook account because that's usually for the old people like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that because the Facebook is called It's Celine Sings. But not with an S, it's with a Z. So you put a Z at the very end, huh?
Yeah.
And then on Instagram, it's Celine Sings.
With a Z.
Yeah, how come you put a Z on there?
Yeah, because it's unique.
And YouTube, it's just your name, Celine Gabriel.
Celine Gabriel, yeah.
You got a lot of subscribers on YouTube, it's like over 300,000.
Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok account?
But my TikTok account is just for fun, so I do dance and make videos, yeah.
Oh, fine. Because I know on Instagram, you have almost 50,000 followers on Instagram. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So do you also want to be an actor?
Well, maybe someday I can try acting. There's an opportunity in the future.
I saw a lot of videos where you were on a dance competition where you were competing. Do you get nervous?
Of course. I always get nervous every time I'm on stage. I mean, like, I was always scared, like, how did I get it wrong? How did something happen? How did I sound something? I would always think too much. Yeah. Before I went to stage, like, there's butterflies in my stomach. When I dance, it's like having fun. Like, we party. Like, it's our time to rock the stage.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, you cover a lot of songs, and the videos are very nice and very beautiful.
Yeah. You.
So if somebody wanted to maybe be a singer, what advice would you have for them?
Work hard and do your best and always have a positive thinking and never give up. Yeah.
So are your parents really positive? Is that why you're so positive?
Yeah. They always support me in anything, no matter what. I'm so grateful.
That's great because there's a lot of people out there who want to be a singer and want to be an actor, but their parents are not supportive. So that's very special.
Some people like to sing, but some people don't support. I think you just have to still have to do their best. And they also have to positive thinking and they should never give up.
Yeah, because on your Instagram, the very, very first picture you put on Instagram where you were holding that trophy in one hand, you had a peace sign in the other, and I translated it and it says, where there's a will and hard work, there must be a way and success. Cheer up for all of you.
Yeah, that's
That's pretty good. And that was the first thing you put on there. So you started it out very positive. Maybe that's why you have 50,000 Instagram followers.
Thank you.
Well, because more people want to be positive than negative. So if they go to your page, you don't see any negative. All you see is positive and happy, right?
Yeah, stay happy.
So for the people listening here, is there anything that you would like to say?
I just want to say to you guys, stay safe, stay healthy. Also want to say if you guys have a talent, like love singing or dancing or coloring or anything, you guys cannot give up and you guys have to do your best and you have positive thinking. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are some of the things that you like to do besides singing and dancing? What are other hobbies or things you like to have fun doing?
Playing my phone.
Play with your telephone? What do you do on your phone? Do you do Snapchat?
Yeah, I do Snapchat. I also check out my Instagram, and I also do TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I bet. So you're always on Instagram, you're always on TikTok.
Yeah, and I also sometimes record a video of my youngest brother.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Maybe just one word.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope we can meet someday after this pandemic is over.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait till it's over. That way we're free to travel and we can meet all of our friends again.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Celine, it's been fun talking to you. I love calling from Los Angeles and talking to somebody in Indonesia. Thank you for sharing time with me today.
Been fun talking to you too.
Right. So I really like your Facebook page. I really love your YouTube videos. I really love your Instagram accounts. And I'm going to keep watching them to see where you go next. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. So we're going to end this podcast playing your song, Best Friend. So why don't you just introduce yourself and tell everybody where they can find you online?
Hi, I'm Celine Gabriel, and I'm 12 years old. I like to sing, and I like to dance. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Celine Gabriel, and on Facebook, it's Celine Sings with a V. And also, follow me on Instagram, Celine Sings with a V.
Well, thank you. And thank you just so much for being on my show, and you have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Johnny Q, for having me on your show.
Okay, Celine, you take care.
Stay happy.
To the best parts in my life, every moment I spend with you, like a four-leaf clover, I believe I'm no more lucky to have you. For 365 days in a year, you're always with me, no matter how I. Honesty, promise peace, my better life.